On the heels of the national election, the Northern Arapaho tribe just wrapped up the election of their business council. Jordan Dresser was a new name on the ballot and won a seat with a lot of support, especially from the tribe's youth. He's known as a mover and shaker. Over the last few years, Dresser worked to find and repatriate numerous artifacts from around the country. Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards talked with him about his vision going forward.
My dad was off and on the business council for 20 years. So it's like I grew up with that, especially, you know, when I was a young teenager, and just I saw everything that he went through, and I saw how he helped the tribe. And, you know, it was really exciting times. Like, he was one of the ones who helped get gaming going for us. So it was like real pivotal moments. So I always watched those things. But it was funny because I never considered politics. Like, people would ask me that, be like, are you going to run? I'd be like, no, like, never. Like, I was like, no, I just, because I always saw myself as a creative person. And I always felt like it was going to be stifling. So I'd be like, oh God, like, that just sounds awful. And then slowly but surely, I started thinking more and more about, okay, what would it be like if I did run?
What was the campaigning like? And, you know, what was it that you were hearing from people that they were hoping that you could do on the business council?
Well, you know, it's funny. What cemented my views of running was when we brought back the headdress, when we brought back Chief Black Hole's headdress. I remember we're driving it here. And like, I was just thinking as we're coming, like, I kept thinking, like, what is he going to think of us? Like, as Arapaho people. And it just made me feel like, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to run because I feel like it's time for change. And that was the biggest thing that everybody would tell me when during this whole thing was everybody wanted change. During quarantine, I think we had a lot of time to think. And so for me, I started thinking about everything. Like, I thought, okay, well, what is this going to be like? What am I going to campaign for? What's my platform? And I just kept going back to the idea of going green. And the power of going back to our land, in a sense, and how we can protect it and how it's going to protect us. So I kept thinking about and doing research about hemp, doing research about renewable energy, started doing research about all those different things. And it just made me get excited. The day it opened for people to apply, I announced that day, and it just blew up in a way I never thought. And it was exciting because so much of the youth were being engaged. And they were like sharing my stuff and liking it. And these were people who were like 18, 19, you know? And some of them, I remember one person told me, they're like, you're gonna be my very first vote I cast ever as an 18-year-old. And that was exciting, you know, because I felt like, okay, they're getting it.
Now, I know that you have a background in journalism. How do you think that affects, you know, the way that you want to govern and that sort of the voice that you want to be bringing to this job?
You know, journalism taught me a lot. It taught me how to be really tough because journalism is not for the faint of heart. And
that is true.
Yes. And it's a job where you get a lot of dead ends. It's a job where you get a lot of runaround. It's a job where people don't tell you the truth. You know, and it's your job always to find it. And that's what I always think, like, with this job, it's going to be so important that I hear all sides of the stories, because the truth is always somewhere in the middle.
Can you talk about your vision for maybe the direction for best dealing with the pandemic going forward?
I feel like with the pandemic, the biggest thing is that, you know, the tribes really need to go back to the quarantining and being strict with that. You know, I feel like over time we kind of laxed and we sent mixed messages we would say, well, stay home, but then yet, you know, the tribe would host events. Like, it didn't make sense to me, you know? So it's like, we have to practice what we preach. If we're telling everybody to stay home, then we need to stay home. And that's, to me, what leadership is always about.
Yeah. I wonder if you can talk a little bit about, because it seems like one of the other things that's going to be coming our way with the pandemic is just an economic downturn. And the oil and gas industry is really feeling it, which I know that's something that your tribe also is really reliant on. So can you talk a little bit about kind of weathering this upcoming economic downturn?
You know, that's why I'm so excited for the new candidates coming in for the Northern Arapaho Business Council. because I think we're all on the same line that we got to get moving. Gaming was not something that was going to last forever. And it's like, we needed to diversify. And to me, I always believed in the power of going green. If you think about it, if we were growing hemp during this pandemic, it would have kept growing. Nothing would have stopped it. If we had wind turbines, they would have kept spinning. If we had solar panels, they would have kept collecting heat. So it's like, we gotta think outside the box. And instead we keep thinking like things are gonna happen. And with gaming, I think that's gonna take a long time for it to rebound, because I feel like tourism across the board is gonna take a hit, not only for us, but the state.
You know, you had mentioned earlier the issue of tribal sovereignty, and I know that that is something that the Northern Arapaho tribe has really been moving forward on already. Other ways that you see your tribe being able to really claim that tribal sovereignty going forward?
I believe in a cultural center. Like, we could create a place where we create our own rules of how we collect artifacts. And to me, a place where we would do our language, and be a place where we would do classes about what it means to be Arapaho. And you could put the tribal college under it, you know, and you could put so many different things and give jobs to elders and do those different things. And it's doing it our way. You know, I think we get stuck in thinking like, okay, well, we gotta ask for permission and ask for that, you know, have a lawyer look at this, have a lawyer look at that, you know? And it's like, I think we're smart enough to make our own decisions.
That was Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards speaking with Northern Arapaho Tribal Business Counselor Jordan Tresser.